We are here at the 2018 Solero FinTech Conference in Whistler, British Columbia, with Mr. Enrique Godino from Central One. How are you, Enrique?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. It's late afternoon hours. We're getting a little punchy here, but we're hanging in there.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Whistler is beautiful. So it's a beautiful venue. It's incredible. It's my first time at the Solero conference. So exciting to see so many people and some excellent speakers. Yeah. So yeah, having fun.
Any highlights so far that you've? Any nuggets of information that you've?
I think for me, it's engaging in conversations with clients and getting different perspectives from the different clients attending has been really, really interesting. So really good understanding in terms of or getting an understanding of what their priorities are and sort of what their pain points are and what they're struggling with. And are they all looking for digital to help solve a lot of their problems that they're facing today? So, yeah, it's been a good time. Yeah, exciting. Yeah.
Very cool. And there's still nothing better than the face-to-face meeting, even though we live in a digital world, like you were saying. Face-to-face still works. And so we're talking about, speaking of digital, the user experience platforms. Can you expand on this a little bit?
Sure. The user experience platform. So what is the user experience platform? It's a digital platform that effectively enables credit unions to unify a lot of their business channels and provide a seamless user experience for their members. So effectively, their members can navigate through their banking system, they can navigate through their lending systems, they can navigate through their wealth management systems, and they can do this in a way that's seamless, that's friendly, that provides value to the member, ultimately retaining those members, ultimately attracting new members to the credit union, and providing them with a digital capability that frankly a lot of them are not able to afford and have today. So
right. And so the advantage, the benefits here for them going, having a kind of a digital user experience or a platform rather, what are the advantages and benefits here?
Well, so the real advantages is to be able to compete online. To be able to have a compelling digital proposition for their members, to be able to provide their members with that seamless, convenient access to financial services in a way that those members have become used to and accustomed to.
Retail environments, yeah.
Exactly. So it's providing that same level of experience, that same level of user journey, and that same level of user experience as they experience the products through the digital platform. That's what it does for you.
You know what I'm thinking as you're talking? It's like, why is this such a big issue in the financial services industry, credit unions in this case? Why is it an issue that you know, the consumer, we have to keep up with the Amazons and the Ubers and the Apples and things like that, just because, I mean, because the consumers are expecting it now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a huge issue in the financial services industry, like, we got to play this game of catch-up.
Yeah, so, and I wouldn't say it's not just a credit union problem, you know, it's a...
Oh, I think there's many other industries that are being affected as well.
Exactly, but even in the financial space, so if you look at the big financial organizations like the TDs, like the RBCs, all of them are undergoing a digital transformation aspect of their business. All of them are investing, so if you look at Royal Bank and TD, they're investing billions of dollars this year on their digital channels. And they're doing that because they know they need to be able to compete in their channel, and in order for them to be able to retain that younger demographic that expects that digital aspect of the business to be there. And in fact, I would say for the younger generation, it's table stakes. If you don't have a compelling digital proposition, a digital app that's simple, that's easy to use, that enables me to be able to conduct my financial transactions on my terms, when it's convenient for me, I will find someone that does.
Yeah.
So, you know, being able to provide that compelling digital service is extremely important.
And I'm thinking, and since we're in this digital age now and this immediate gratification type of world we're in now, people's patience, they have very little of it now. Like you said, if you don't have this, we're going somewhere else where we can get. We're not going to wait around.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of the younger demographic is looking for that seamless user experience. being able to get in, get out, get what they need, and move on. And they're looking at doing that in the most cost-effective manner too. So and this is a challenge for a lot of the financial system, where their systems are pretty siloed today from a line of business perspective. You know, you'll have your lending and you'll have your borrowing as different lines of business. You'll have your banking systems as a different line of business, and your checking and your wealth management as a different line of business. And you know, the whole purpose of this digital user experience is to unify that, is to bring that together in a way that from a user perspective it's seamless. They can go from one end to the other, and do that in a seamless in a seamless fashion.
Yeah, so they can have their checking, their savings, and a loan, or let's dabble in some investments or something like that. It's all kind of right there in one one-stop shop, so to speak.
Exactly, in a seamless user experience. And I think what the digital user experience does for those credit unions, it enables them to take an outward-in look approach. And what I mean by that is look at what their customers' needs really are. What are their customers really wanting to do? And then map that across a digital experience that wows that member, that wants them to come back because the experience was so cool and gratifying. So that's what the digital experience is all about.
And sometimes you can just kind of look at your own habits and see what you do online or mobile and go, well, does my financial institution do this? Gosh, if not, let's take some steps to get there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Simple. It can be as simple as that.
Very cool. So I think the real challenge for the financial services going forward is really reimagining what that user experience should be, and not taking just the standard online and mobile banking approach which a lot of them have today. And I mentioned table stakes because that is table stakes. But it's going that extra mile in terms of understanding what your customers' needs are, and then mapping that across customer journeys that are vitally important to your customer. Not necessarily to you as a financial institution, but to your customer.
Customer's perspective, exactly. Wrap-up question for you. Any advice for credit unions? How do they get started with this? Because a lot of folks are still kind of on the fence with this, or haven't started yet. But there are many others that are further down the road than most. But any advice for folks who are still sitting on the fence with this stuff?
Be open. Understand that transformation is taking place, and it's taking place at an alarming pace. Understand that there are players that are available to help you in this digital transformation. Central One is one of those players that's available to have a discussion with. Understand where they are today, and understand what the digital proposition could bring to their financial institution. And we're there to support the credit unions in helping them through this digital transformation.
Good stuff. Henrique, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well done, sir.
You're welcome.
Keep up the good work, all right?